Almost 6 years after the Syrian war began, the human toll and economic cost of the conflict are clear. According to the UN and 240 partner agencies, more than $8 billion will be needed this year and next to help 18.2 million Syrians inside and outside the devastated country. It reflects the growing needs of Syrians affected by the conflict, especially women and children who make up 70% of those sheltering in neighbouring countries. Stephen O'Brien is the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator.
Despite now being 6 years on, about the same length of time as the whole of the Second World War, the crisis in Syria remains one of the most complex and volatile and violent in the world. Of course, we fear that it will get worse, and even if peace was to take place from tonight, the humanitarian needs within Syria would continue for a good time to come.
Most Syrian refugees do not live in camps where the essentials are provided, but rather in unsuitable housing where they struggle to afford their basic needs, food, rent and healthcare. Filippo Grandi, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, said that more than half of Syria's displaced live below the poverty line. They've exhausted their resources, he added, before highlighting how important it is that funding continues to be found to help them and the communities where they've been staying.
The number of Syrians that are refugees outside the country hosted by neighboring countries continues to be staggering. Close to 5 million people, 4.8, 4.9 million people hosted by Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Egypt in particular. So even if Syrians have stopped arriving in Europe in any significant numbers, I hope that everybody realizes that the Syrian refugee crisis has not gone away.
Addressing and alleviating the strains placed on Syria's neighbours who've absorbed millions of refugees is a key element of the appeal. Helen Clark, head of the UN Development Programme, UNDP, also stressed the importance of helping Syrians to become more resilient.
Relief is incredibly important, but on its own, it's not enough. People want the dignity of work, of providing for themselves and their own families. And of course you want the dignity of the water and the power and the municipal rubbish removal service being on in your neighbourhood as well. If we can help stabilise in these kinds of ways, we can support people to stay where they are and be there for the day we all hope will come, which is when the conflict is over.
While previous appeals for Syria have been more successful than many others, the concern is that funding remains insufficient to respond to one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world today. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.